AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. 8 people were killed in a shooting at a high school in the Austrian city of Graz on Tuesday. The city's mayor says the suspected perpetrator also died. The Austria Press Agency reported the fatalities were 7 students and 1 adult. Mayor Elke Carr added that many people were taken to hospitals with injuries. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Israel's foreign ministry says activist Greta Thunberg has been deported from the country.
The Israeli Navy has attacked docks in Yemen's rebel-held port city of Hodeidah, likely damaging facilities that are key to aid shipments to the hungry, war-racked nation. Israeli Navy officials say missile ships conducted the strikes, the first time its forces have been involved in attacks against the Houthi rebels. Tuesday's attack comes as the Houthis have repeatedly launched missiles and drones targeting Israel during its war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The Houthis announced the Israeli move via their Al-Masira satellite news channel, saying the attack targeted docks there without elaborating. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Volodymyr Zelensky has described Russia's drone and missile attack on Tuesday as one of the biggest in the more than 3-year-old war. Ukrainian officials say 2 people were killed and 13 wounded. Russia has been launching a record-breaking number of drones and missiles targeting Ukraine, while the 2 countries continue to swap prisoners of war. 2,000 National Guard troops, along with 700 Marines, are headed to Los Angeles on orders from President Trump. They'll be responding to the city's immigration protests. Governor Gavin Newsom and LA Mayor Karen Bass say Trump is putting public safety at risk by adding military personnel, even though police say they don't need the help. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. removed an entire committee that advises the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on vaccine use. He says he'll replace the 17 committee members with his own picks. This is AP News. A Pittsburgh area native is getting a second chance at his golf dreams after putting them aside to pursue dentistry, correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Matt Vogt is trading a drill for a driver at the U.S. Open.
Maybe I didn't dream big enough.
The 34-year-old Vogt, who runs a dental practice near Indianapolis, qualified as an amateur for the 156-man field.
I knew that it was an absolute pipe dream to get here. I mean, it is for the best pros in the world, let alone, you know, amateurs.
Vogt grew up north of Pittsburgh and caddied for a few years at Oakmont, which is hosting the U.S. Open for the 10th time.
I'm still trying to, like, soak it all in.
Vogt played briefly in college before focusing on dentistry. He returned in 2018 and qualified for this year's Open 2 months after losing his father to colon cancer.
I'm sure this weekend will be emotional. There's a sense of peace.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.